And Lisa Pereira is back with what it says in the papers.
In normal times, the first ever vote of no confidence in Ciann Comhairle would be top headline news. But it's a measure of the magnitude of fear over Trump's tariffs that it takes second place in many of today's papers. Verona Murphy survives confidence vote, says a small article on the front of the Irish Examiner. It quotes Ms. Murphy as saying she bears no ill will towards the opposition after she survived the vote by 96 to 71. In an editorial, The Independent refers to yesterday's events as the squalid Doyle farce. Meanwhile, the Irish Times has moved on, saying the process of setting up delayed Oireachtas committees is now set to proceed. Back to the tariffs, and the headlines are dramatic. Country bracing for an economic shock, says The Independent. World War fee, says the Irish Daily Mirror. Prepare for Armageddon, says the Irish Sun, with the dawn at the end written in yellow. The Irish Daily Mail takes a related angle, saying the Occupied Territories Bill will be shelved in a bid to keep the US happy. The article, labelled exclusive, quotes senior government sources as saying that introducing the bill would be an act of economic terrorism in the midst of a trade war with the US. There's some relief on other front pages. Both the Irish Daily Star and the Herald write about yesterday's seizure by the Criminal Assets Bureau of the luxury home of gang mobster James Mago Gately. Nicola Donnelly in The Star reports that cab officers had to use a ladder to reach the bedrooms because the internal stairs had been removed. And the piece is accompanied by a photo of an officer climbing up a ladder outside the home. Mother and baby homes are back on the front page. The Irish Times reports that only one religious order has made a serious offer of cash to pay redress for survivors. Government negotiator Sheila Noonan has submitted a final report setting out conclusions from talks with seven Catholic bodies and the Church of Ireland. A previous offer of a financial contribution from the Sisters of Bon Secours still stands, says the paper, but other church bodies offered little or nothing by way of firm cash offers. Four familiar faces are in most newspapers this morning. They're the Beatles, and they're going to be the subject of a four-film biopic to be released in April 2028. There's an exciting Irish angle because Paul McCartney will be played by Paul Mescal and Ringo Starr will be played by Barry Keoghan. The other band members, John Lennon and George Harrison, will be played respectively by London-born actor Harris Dickinson and Joseph Quinn, who is Paul Mescal's co-star in Gladiator 2. The Mail reports that Ringo Starr had previously let slip that Barry Keoghan would be playing him. He told Entertainment Tonight that he believed Keoghan was somewhere taking drum lessons. I hope he doesn't take too many, he said.
Well, whatever about the drum lessons, we'll see what the Scouse accent is like. Lisa Pereira, thank you for that.